Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of We're Not Fucking Historians. We're looking at some of the well-known stories from Irish history and some of the not so well-known, but hopefully we can tell you what you don't know.
Yeah.
Anne Boney.
Bonnie.
Some people say Boney, some people say Bonnie.
Do they?
You say historical facts, I say relax and let's just enjoy the show. She was an Irish pirate operating in the Caribbean and one of a few female pirates in recorded history.
Love it.
We know Grace O'Malley. Go on, correct me. You can't wait to.
Grand Yvel.
Uh-huh. You know what that's like? That's like you being into a like an indie band who just have a different name. I bet you go to Elton John. Everyone's like, Elton's brilliant. I think you mean Reg Dwight.
I think you mean Reg. Knew him before he was cool, actually.
Yeah. Well, speaking of cool, Anne Boney is cool.
Yay!
She is 100% cool.
We've been talking about a lot of meanies lately, so I'm happy to talk about a little ledge. Oh.
Well, I say, you know what I mean? She does a few things that are mean, including, spoiler alert, a lot of murder, but she still seems cool.
She's a pirate. I'm assuming she murders a lot.
Yes.
But would we call her a ledge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We could get her in. Now, a lot of this story is based on hearsay, rumour. Well, we've got some facts, but genuinely a lot of this comes from a book from like back in the day.
That's what history is.
And no, but as the additions of this book went on, people started adding in details.
Okay.
And let me just say, sexier details. This is a sexy story. Now, a lot of what's known about her life comes from this book. It's called A General History of the Pirates, which starts off as a boring title, but then gets cool at the end. That goes back to 1724. By a guy called Captain Charles Johnson. Now, a lot of people think he was actually Daniel Defoe, who was the author of Robinson Crusoe. So they think he actually wrote this book about all the history of the pirates, but it was actually happening at the time.
Okay. But so, he's also famous for writing another well-known fiction book.
But people think he had what's that called? Like an alter ego. Don't worry about the
like
book.
Like a pen name.
Pen name.
Yeah.
All I'm saying
an
is...
alter ego.
This guy wrote it.
Like fucking Clark Kent by day and writing Robinson Crusoe.
He wore glasses when he wrote Robinson Crusoe and he took them off for the pirates.
Yeah, got it.
So that's where a lot of details about her early life comes from. There's no sources in the book. The information is impossible to verify, but we don't care about facts.
Do we fuck?
Get the fact out of here. We don't care.
Get the fact out of here. We just want good stories and a bit of crack.
Exactly. So according to Johnson, Anne Boney was born near Cork sometime around 1700. As the result of an affair between a married English lawyer and his maid. And you know what that is? Very sexy.
Sexy.
That's very sexy.
That is salacious.
You can see that happening.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, oh, can I get you anything? He goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, you can.
So you know how we often...
Go on.
You know how we often make films out of our stories? This one clearly is a porno.
He's played by Ray Winston, and she's played by the girl that's in Brooklyn, Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan. Why the fuck have you cast Saoirse in this role? She's far too big for the maid who got fucked by the guy. Also, can Ray Winston be doing a Russian accent?
Yeah, let's do that.
Excellent.
So this lawyer was eventually, Anne's dad was forced to bring Anne and her mother to America to escape the gossip, which let me just point out will be the name of my autobiography, Escaping the Gossip. Yeah, and it's just me. With like a rucksack over my back running across the globe.
Love it.
So Anne's father sets up in Carolina.
Right.
That's where they moved to escape the gossip. You know?
the
gossip.
That's where I'd go.
They had to go all the way to Carolina to escape the gossip. First of all, he's a lawyer. Then he becomes a merchant.
Now, a step down, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think he probably wasn't good at being a lawyer.
No offense to merchants, but like...
Yeah, he was no good at being a lawyer. He
probably trained to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Shite one.
So Anne's described as very spirited and tough. there is a guy who basically tries to sleep with her when she's underage. Okay, when she gets to America, what does she do?
Kills him.
Hospitalizes him for a month and beats him up with a chair.
Nice, like in wrestling.
Yeah, steel chair. I'm Bonnie with a steel chair, and she gave him a stunner.
They were in a cage. They got the whole town into a watch. That's how we should deal with rapists.
Put them in the WWE?
Not the WWE, but we should have extremely strong women beat them up with chairs.
With chairs?
With audiences.
Yeah, just beat the shit out of them on the chair.
Yeah.
Her father does well in business and it's expected that Anne's going to marry well. So the family are doing well in America.
Okay.
Instead, at about 16, she marries a penniless sailor called James Boney. And when this happens, her father disinherits her and casts her out. What does her girl Anne do? Burns down her father's plantation.
I love her.
Not her.
It's terrible, isn't it? Because if a man had done all these things, I'd be like, oh, he sounds awful. But because it's a woman, I'm like, yeah, burn it down, bitch.
If I was like, this woman tried it on with this guy after he beat her up with a chair, different story.
I feel like either way, I'm kind of all right with that one either way, but you really shouldn't be burning down people's plantations.
No. But so the young couple, they go to New Providence, where Anne's husband made like a little bit of a wage being another cuck. His job is to be a tout. Do you know the word tout?
Tout.
Tout is a word from back home. It's a very harsh word. Tout. What do you know by that word?
Right. So here's what I'm going to say, and then I'm going to sound stupid and you're going to laugh at me, but I'm preempting that.
Yeah.
I think he stands outside concerts selling tickets.
Oh yeah, I forgot that's the other use of that word. Yeah, basically any band that was coming into town.
Rock tickets, and he's in Dublin and he's like, they're going for like 500. It's Barbara Streisand. Yeah. It's all the big ones that you can barely get fucking tickets for.
He's just
Adele.
Walking about with a big sandwich board sign over him that says buy or sell.
Yeah.
You know, he'll buy them or he'll sell them, whatever.
Yeah, he's a wheeler dealer.
His job is to stitch up pirates. He's a pirate himself. And his job is to turn in pirates for bounties. And I'm not talking chocolate.
He's a fucking rat.
He's a rat. That's literally his job. He's got the eye patch on. The beard,
the fake wooden leg. Where's his real one? Just sort of tucked up.
Yeah, and it's not the only thing it's tucked up. It's got everything tucked up. So what would happen is this guy was out in the high seas snitching on other pirates.
To fucking who? He's
government.
On the seas.
If you were a pirate and you were a wanted man,
he'd
come around, I'm your mate. You can trust me. I'm James with the eye patch. And then he would turn you in for a bit of cash.
Did he have just a completely working eye under the patch?
Yeah.
What a prick.
Yeah. Remember, you don't really see that anymore. Remember in school, somebody would have a plaster over one of their glasses?
I do.
That doesn't seem to happen anymore.
No.
Then again, I'm not mates with a lot of kids.
People just wearing plasters?
Over the eye. So you're saying...
No. Like, you're saying, Nelly. Like, Nelly.
You went to school with Nelly?
Nelly, the rapper, wore plasters for no fucking reason. And then all these white kids in Dublin started doing it. It was like, what the fuck? Have I done a stupid thing again?
No, just the way you described him as Nelly the rapper. In my head, I heard the theme tune from Nelly the Elephant.
Nelly the rapper, packed his bags.
Off to the rap concert where James is outside selling cheap tickets. So James is a tout. He's a snitch. That's what he's out doing. Anne is spending her time in saloons seducing pirates. And here's the thing. James knows about it.
Oh, gosh.
And he doesn't care. He's probably like, oh, wish you wouldn't do that and, like, you don't have to do that. But she's like, James, away you go.
He is a cock.
He's genuinely like...
He is a bit, isn't he?
Yeah, I guarantee you he gets a guy a drink. He goes in and he's like, Anne, come on. And she's like, I'm just chatting to this guy. Do you want a beer, mate? You know, he's buying him drinks. In 1718 or 1719, she meets a pirate called Calico Jack, a guy called Jack Rackham, which, let me just say, is one of the coolest names in any episode we've ever done. Jack Rackham?
Jack Rackham's
good. What about when he's playing snooker?
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not mentioned in any of the story, but I think he did. Some people will go, Rackham, and they go, hey, that's my name, don't wear it out. And they're like, no, rack the balls up because we're going to play. He's a cool guy. Calico Jack Rackham.
Calico Jack Rackham is a great... Calico Jack Rackham.
You know who plays him in the movie?
Who?
Jason Momoa. Are we having that?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Did I tell you that I saw him topless?
No.
I can't remember. I've told this story to so many people that I'm afraid I've already told it on this podcast. No. And so also, and now suddenly that sounds really weird that I've said that.
No, it's totally related to Irish history.
Okay. I went to the premiere of Dune, which, P.S., fucking incredible. And so we were seated, like, in literally the worst seats in the whole cinema. Like, very, very, very back corner in the circle, right? Like, my friend held his phone up and it was the same size as the screen. That's how far away we were from the fucking screen. So when the lights started to go down, we, like, snuck down the front. And we went all the way down to the front of the circle and we got these really fucking good seats. And who walks in? Only Jason fucking Momoa, also Zendaya, and just all of them. It was amazing. And they sit down. But Jason sits like right in front of us. And just as we're getting ready to watch the film, he just takes his top off. I think he was taking off what he'd had on the red carpet to put on like a comfy t-shirt or something. But he was just stood in front of us, totally shirtless. His fucking bicep was the size of my head. And I look along the row and just every woman in the row is just jaw hanging, staring. And then suddenly we all kind of got ourselves and went, oh, that's probably not very cool of us.
Yeah.
I mean, if the genders were reversed, yeah, that's not all right. But then it's Jason Momoa and he had no top on.
Don't get changed in the middle of a cinema.
He's fucking beautiful, by the way. That's all I have
to
say.
Well, he's cast.
I 100% would cast him as Jack Calico.
So Calico Jack, he recently wrestled command of a pirate vessel from the ruthless Captain Charles Vane, who doesn't come up again, but again, sounds like he's a sexy guy too. Sounds like he'd be played by Ralph Fiennes.
So nice, nice.
Anne becomes pregnant, goes to Cuba to have a child to Calico Jack. Once she's given birth, do you think she puts the feet up? This is a girl who burnt down her father's plantation and beat a guy to death with a chair. You think she just takes it easy?
Yeah, I think she does.
Wrong.
Oh.
She gets back onto the ship. She gets back onto the ship as soon as she is given birth.
They're all doing that. Grace did that as well.
Yeah.
She gave birth and then went and fought some Spanish lads.
But here's the thing. She's in Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mojito. I've been to Little Havana in Miami and the mojitos there were incredible and that's not even Cuba.
You can only imagine. The cigars.
The government basically tell her, listen, you've got to get back to your marriage with James in America. Instead, her and her mate burn down James's turtle farm.
But what's interesting there is you've not mentioned the turtle farm thus far.
James had a turtle farm.
That's taken me by surprise. And already it's gone. Already it's like, there it is. And you've just pulled it away.
Well, it literally is gone. Yeah. Her and her mate burn it down. Now, her mate's called Mary and she'll be mentioned later on. But what do you want to ask about the turtle farm?
I mean, I've got questions about the it's a farm?
Yeah.
Run by turtles or comprising turtles?
Both.
Or like they breed turtles?
Everything
it's
you can imagine.
It's four turtles, like visitors to the farm? Like,
here's the slogan. Buy turtles for turtles. It's ran by turtles and there's turtles in it. And whatever you
doing
can...
Doing what? Like ploughing and shit?
Sex.
Sex?
Yeah, I told you it's a sexy episode.
I just want to get this extremely glamorous.
He runs a turtle sex farm.
Okay.
Which Anne and her mate burned down.
So you go in, there's just turtles everywhere, just fucking.
Well, you wouldn't get in. I wouldn't get in.
Turtle walks into a turtle farm.
Yeah.
And there's just turtles fucking.
Yeah.
And I guess like popcorn and shit. And like, can they join in?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
So anyway, she's burned this down. I'm really glad that we got that out of the way.
She burns it down. Now, Anne becomes a pirate. As soon as she takes up with Calico Jack, she becomes a pirate. This is a girl who was supposed to, you know, be like her father, like become a lawyer or a merchant or something like that.
Boring.
She's had a kid by Calico Jack
and
she becomes a pirate herself. One legend says that she launches her career with this like ploy. Like this is her thing. This is when she announces herself as a pirate. So what she does is she gets like a dressmaker's mannequin and she says to the lads, We want ships to fear us. We want merchant ships that go past us to just surrender.
Yeah.
Because, they have wars, they have shootouts, which she gets involved in. But she says, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We'll get a dressmaker's mannequin. We get fake blood, put it all over it. And when the crew of a ship go past, like because there's a lot of merchant ships, she stands over the mannequin's thing covered in blood with an axe, screaming, and they just surrender without a fight. So it's like Art Attack, basically. She's like a mad Neil Buchanan. That's how she described herself on LinkedIn.
Do you remember that episode? episode of Art Attack where Neil got that mannequin and just covered it in blood, stood over it with a fucking axe. I loved that.
That's
one.
Where this is who he got.
I
it from.
Tried to replicate that. It had me in therapy for 3 years.
So Anne Boney becomes established as a pirate, and the crew that are around her really respect her. Now here's the thing:
do they respect her? Shit,
they respect
or are
her.
They fucking terrified?
Well, they're terrified. They're terrified, but they don't know that Anne is Anne.
Oh, she pulled a Mulan
because Anne is pulling a Mulan.
She's pulling
and dressing
a Mulan.
Like a man. Anne's
love
pulling a Mulan and
dressing
like
a man.
Now, people love an origin story. So when Anne's dad had an affair with a maid and took Anne to live in America,
yeah,
he pretended that she was a servant boy so that people wouldn't ask questions about him having a daughter. But I'm thinking, just say you had a daughter, mate.
Just say you have a daughter.
Say you got divorced. You what? Don't need to mention the affair with the maid. Anne spent a lot of years dressed as a servant boy. That's just weird. That her dad would have done that.
That he made her do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I think he was practicing lying to people because he was a shit lawyer. You know? And again, this is another of his
well.
Bad schemes. So she was fighting as a man, dressed as a man.
Okay.
And people were none the wiser.
So just to be clear, so all the other pirates don't know that she's a woman. I mean, Jack obviously knows she's had his kid.
Oh yeah, you'd hope he knows. You'd hope he knows.
You'd hope.
But
okay.
Yeah, so Calico Jack knows. But to be respected amongst the other pirates, she's fighting as a man.
This is amazing.
Everyone sees her as a man.
Okay.
She just starts getting respect and she really establishes herself whenever she shoots the ear off an already one-eared drunk sailor guy who like blocks her way when they're getting off a boat at one point.
Oh,
so
geez.
Talk about kicking a man when he's down.
Shoot him in the bad ear at least.
Well, listen, you're going to hear a lot more after this break.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anne Boney is about to embark on a life of piracy. And Hazel, I'm not talking DVDs. Anne proves to be an unbelievable pirate, probably influenced by Grace O'Malley.
Let's go ahead and say she was. Yeah, I like to think she had a little poster of her up on her wall.
So she's dressing like a man when she fights. She's drinking. She's swearing. She's one of the lads. She's properly getting involved in being a pirate. Now, there's another woman called Mary Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Who is kind of doing exactly the same thing. So what happens is they meet up with some other sailors. There's some sort of meeting or new people get on board their ship, mm-hmm. their pirate ship. And Anne apparently, now, look, this could be gossip. I don't want to start anything. Anne starts to get like quite enamored with, because see these pirates?
Yeah.
These guys are loose.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot of rum. Yeah. There's a lot of getting off with each other. There's all that sort of thing.
Now, Anne, among the pirates?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anne sees.
Okay.
Now Anne sees this guy.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, check out this fella.
Fancies a bit of him.
Then realizes it's not a guy. When the woman reveals her breasts. She shows her tits and she goes,
I don't
basically.
Know why you just whispered the word breasts.
She shows her tits and she goes, I'm actually a woman. Then Anne probably went, you're not going to believe this, but I am too. Look at mine.
I'm imagining they're below deck. They're in like a little kind of a cabin. They're sort of, you know, at that awkward stage of like, well, is it going to happen? Is it not? And literally one just whips out her tits and is like,
yeah,
get a load of these. And then the other one's like, oh my God, samesies.
Yeah.
Whips them out. And they're just, I mean, first of all, you have a giggle about that, right? That's huge.
Yeah. Now, their relationship as pirates and their relationship is going to be really important to this story. But the history books, you can tell, just want to sex it up.
They just want to talk about
they
the
want
lesbianism.
To sex it up 100%.
Okay, fine. It's some girl on girl action.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of this in history.
Yeah.
So, okay, we'll give them that.
Below deck.
Below
Who
deck.
Who would play them in a movie?
Oh my God. I would like.
Sandra Bullock, Julia Roberts.
Well, okay.
Sorry.
So, I guess. I was going to say Tessa Thompson.
I know who that is.
Tessa Thompson from Thor Ragnarok. And bunch of other shit. She's great. I think she'd be a great pirate.
Yeah.
She's probably a pirate in something.
Her and Pamela Anderson.
What the fuck is wrong? Sorry.
I'm just like.
The 90s called it. Like, it's fucking reference.
Michelle Pfeiffer's in. Yeah.
You're naming a bunch of like 60-year-old women.
I don't think I am. Sigourney Weaver. That'll be hot.
Oh no, fine, yes, Sigourney.
That'll be
hot. Okay.
So the sailors are going about, see, like the Bahamas. So this is kind of where all the pirating was. That was the hot spot.
Would we say the Caribbean?
The Caribbean. Okay. But the Bahamas specifically. And the talk of the town is that captured sailors are talking about the fact that on the vessels there's two women. There's a pirate ship going around with two women on it. It's Calico Jack's ship, but there's two women on it and they are ruthless.
So they're
becoming legend. Now what happens is Mary joins the crew. She's properly part of the pirate ship. But initially our boy Rackham.
Yeah.
Apparently Jack is very jealous of the relationship between Anne and Mary. So one day he bursts into Mary's cabin, threatening to slit her throat and be like, you know, this is my girl. This is my girl.
Yeah.
What happens is Mary sits up and opens her blouse. So Rackham goes, all right, I'll keep your secret from the rest of the crew. And then from that point, he basically agrees to treat them as equal. He goes to confront them about their relationship. And
so he thinks she's having an affair with some guy.
Yeah, he's jealous. But
okay. But
they get Rack. They're on a level with Rackham at this point.
Okay, just so we're clear. He went into her cabin threatening to slit her throat.
Yeah.
And then he left saying, that's all right, lads, we're going to treat you as equals.
Yeah.
And we don't know what happened in that cabin.
Well, it says that there might have been a little bit of sex.
Does it now?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's what it says.
I mean, I can't think of many of the things that would have happened in the cabin that led Jack to just agree to all of it.
We're talking about 1720 here. Now, if you're a pirate around the Bahamas, around the Caribbean, this is the best time.
Peak pirate time.
Peak piracy. Everybody's at it. The pirates are having a great time. They're loving it. And it's especially lucrative for Rackham, Mary and Anne's crew. Like, these guys are balling out.
This is act two of the film. There's a montage.
Yeah.
There's just, the gold is just piling up.
Yeah.
They're really
rum.
Just cuts to them drinking rum. They're laughing. They're fucking. They're just having a good. They're throwing people overboard. They're got mannequins covered in blood.
It's like a booze cruise.
It's a booze cruise.
So in September that year, they take 7 fishing boats near Harbour Island. But the seas are about to get a bit choppier. October 1720, Rackham and Mary, the whole crew, are infamous around the Caribbean. And the governor authorized, the governor's like, we need to get these guys.
Yeah.
Puts them top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets some privateers to hunt and capture them. And you know what he does? He's got a lot of chocolate in his hand because he's offering bounties. He's saying, guys,
gotcha.
Here's a couple
bounties.
Of quid.
Yeah, you've done a bounty-based chocolate joke there, the little coconut treat. Yeah.
So a boat belonging to Captain Jonathan Barnett, who sounds like he gets shit done, but he's slim and he has a big nose, I think. He catches up to them and they've been drinking. They've been boozing as per you know, the music's playing, they've got a DJ on board, they're having a good time. There's a bit of an exchange of cannon fire, and all the boys surrender. All Rackham and his boys surrender. Everyone surrenders apart from Anne and Mary.
Of course they do.
Who just get the guns out. And apparently,
by guns, do you mean literal guns?
They got four guns out each, two of which were boobs. Yeah, and they just start
two tits, two guns per person.
Bullets, breast milk, whatever you need. They're just firing. So they're like, "Fuck that, we're not surrendering."
Yeah, good for them.
All the boys are down below deck, going, "Well, come out now, whatever you need." Sorry, Bartlett. No, Anne and Mary apparently fire shots down into the hold. And start shooting their own guys and being like, come on the fuck here. Let's get involved. And, you know, there's a bit more fighting back and forth. But then they get captured. They all get captured. And yeah, it's HMS cock down there. Like, the guys just don't want to fight. So they all get overpowered and taken prisoner. There's a trial. It's big news around the Bahamas. It's big, but it's front page of the Bahama News. So all Rackham and all the guys are found guilty. They get hanged. They're left to hang on the edge of a cliff so that other pirates going past have a warning. Yeah. But in November of that year, just as they're about to be hung, Rackham asks if he can have one last wish. And he says, can I just go and speak to Anne just one last time? And he's all going to do a big romantic speech, probably try and kiss her.
Yeah.
And then Anne says, first of all, no, I won't see him. And tell him that if he had a fought like a man, he needn't have hung like a dog. Oh, that's a burn. That's a roast, isn't it? So Anne and Mary also are found guilty in the trials in Jamaica in November on the 28th. They're sentenced to hang, but at that point they both declare, hey, we're pregnant. And guess what? They are, and this is a movie.
So wait, so they're going to not hang them because they're pregnant?
Well, the government basically go, all right, you can go to jail, we'll not kill you. And Mary dies 5 months later in prison. People do not know what happened to Anne Boney. There's a record of Mary Read's death, like in prison records, but no one knows what happened to Anne Boney or what happened to her.
She probably dressed up as a prison guard.
Yeah.
And is running the prison now.
Fake moustache and then left. But all record of her after that's lost.
Should we decide she was okay?
Yeah, she put on the moustache, she gets out, and then she runs a, what do you call it, like inflatable banana boat business in the Bahamas.
Love that for her.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, no one really knows what happened to her. Some people say she went back to America, built bridges with her, not literally, although she could have, with her father.
A lot of Irish people did, let's be honest.
And lived a respectable life in the 80s. Other people say she remarried around the Bahamas and she had more kids and things like that. But yeah, that is the story of Anne and Mary. And there was you like this, there was going to be a statue to them in Devon. People were like, let's get a statue up. And then the local government were like, nah.
A statue of two lesbian pirates.
Yeah.
I can't see the English government going for that. I personally would.
Yeah.
And that's why you should vote for me as Prime Minister of Great Britain.
Yeah. Well, you get my, I don't know. I live in Northern Ireland.
Do you get a vote?
I don't think so. I don't think we get anything. Or we get loads, but not a vote. But we do get a lot of grant money.
All you get is grief.
Yeah.
All you get is grief.
Have you learned anything?
I really genuinely feel like I have, and I want to see this movie and I want to make this movie.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah.
A lot of guys want to see it.
I'm sure a lot of guys
A lot of guys want to see it.
Yeah.
Glass of rum in hand. And enjoy it.
What's in the other? I don't want to. Okay. Okay. And that's been We're Not Fucking Historians. I'm Hazel Hayes.
I'm Shane Todd.
You rate, review, like, subscribe, tell your friends.
Tell a cousin.
Tell a cousin, tell a cook, tell whoever you want. And you can find us on social media and all that stuff as well. And until next time,
we're not fucking historians.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.